I think it's going well. We provided a platform for all the delegates and the group that attended the retreat to be able to share their experiences and to be able to educate people about the resolution that they collectively took, so that the people on the ground who are actually suffering should be able to understand that these stakeholders came together and this is what informed those decisions that they took. And we think that that education part was very necessary.
You mentioned stakeholders came together. Who are the stakeholders attending this meeting?
So the stakeholders that came together, we had self-defense groups, the political character, and those that have the defense character, like the ACOC, the Ambazonian Governing Council, Ayokta, the interim government, the Ambazonian military force. You also had military independent self-defense groups like the Seven Kata, the Terminators of Ambazonia, and a host of others. But also, including to those that list, you had women's groups like the Southern Cameroon's Women's League, the Southern Cameroon European Women's, but also SNOT from Cameroon, the religious community. You had the Presbyterian Church, you had the Baptist Church, you had, a whole lot of other organizations that took part. I think over 30.
So you are seeking a consensual path to justice and peace in Southern Cameroon. What is the consensus path to peace?
What we did as the Coalition for Dialogue and Negotiation was, first of all, to have a consultation with all of these groups. That's the group that attended. We actually had meetings with them to get a pulse on how do they think that path to peace would look like. And from those consultations, it was clear that four different pillars would be discussed, one of which was the need for collaboration. The second was also the need to look at education, humanitarian access, and also human rights, especially for civilians, children, and women inclusive. And the general consensus among the groups that there is need for them to actually talk as one entity with the government of Cameroon. And lastly, the need for international mediation. So those are the four pillars that were discussed. And you could also see that reflected in the Toronto Declaration that the groups themselves developed.
Henry, some people say this is a waste of time because whatever you decide, the Cameroon government, or as you would say, French Cameroon, will never accept what you come up with.
Yes, no, you understand that there's no state party that has ever accepted mediation freely or negotiations freely out of their political will. It's never happened before. There's always a process, and the beginning of such legitimate and genuine processes always starts with the government being threatened by such moves. And we think that the moves that these stakeholders have taken is one that the international community appreciates. They were actually there. If the move was not a good one, they wouldn't have traveled to Toronto. They wouldn't have attended today's call. Still, in today's call, where the various delegates are sharing their experiences, you still have the international community actually dialing in to listen. That is evidence of the seriousness and the genuineness of this initiative. And we intend to move forward. Like I said, we never expected the Cameroon government to just accept it. It has never happened before.
Henry, it's so nice to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.